Saturday, the Chatham County government is holding a big celebration. It is 250 years of Chatham County being around in North Carolina and in our community. And to do so, they've been holding some Founding Day events throughout the past few weeks. But it is the big event on April 10th set for tomorrow. And there's going to be a big drive-through event happening in the county that is open to everybody in the public. And it should be a really great time in downtown Pittsburgh. Joining me on the phone to share some more details about this event and how kind of everything has come together with the planning for Chatham's 250th anniversary and celebration are co-chairs of Chatham 250, which helped put all of this together, Renee Pascal and Carl Thompson. Renee and Carl, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
You're quite welcome.
We've got both of them over the phone with us, so we're going to do our best here. Renee, I do want to ask a question for you to start off with. How far in advance have you guys been planning this 250th celebration? I'm sure it's been circled on the calendar for quite a while, but what has the planning looked like for this event?
So I joined the planning effort late last summer, I believe, but it had been going on for months before I joined in. It is an effort that has been led by a team of really capable county folks, but they have engaged the community at every aspect, every decision that we've been made, there has been community input into it. So I like to call it county-led, but community-driven.
Yeah, not too surprising that an event like this and, you know, an anniversary like this has had so many people involved. Carl, I'm hoping you can share a little bit. How much has the pandemic changed what the county and Chatham 250 had in mind for this celebration? I imagine it looks a little bit different if COVID-19, you know, doesn't change the world the way that it did beginning last year.
Well, yes, I think the celebrations would be a little bit different this year if it were not for the pandemic. We would probably have events where we would have that would be larger in person for sure, and much more celebratory. But one of the things that we decided early on, because I entered the planning process about the same time that Renee did, and one of the things that we decided early on is that it looked like the pandemic was gonna go into the following year from 2020 to 2021 and beyond. And so, not being sure exactly when that situation was going to cease, we decided that the health and safety of the citizens of the county was foremost. And so in that regard, our planning pretty much moved from larger person events to virtual events. And so you'll find that most of our events that are planned will be virtual events and events that people can still be involved in, but they can do so from their homes. So again, we wanted to make sure that our citizens were safe. But I think even given that, we have a great celebration plan. There will be some smaller in-person events that we'll probably have, especially later on during the year. But right now, we've kind of kept things mostly virtual.
Absolutely. And this one on Saturday is what is kicking it all off. It is set to go from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock in downtown Pittsburgh to celebrate Chatham County's 250th birthday. Once again, we're speaking with Renee Pascal and Carl Thompson, who are co-chairs on Chatham 250, helping put this together. Renee, turning back to you, when people drive up to downtown Pittsburgh on Saturday, what can they expect to see in this big event?
So it's going to be a birthday party, and the co-chairs will be kicking off the party at the first station with birthday hats, invitations, and then we have a number of drive-through interactive events for people to participate in. So just to give you an example of some of those, there will be the town of Pittsburgh, who's sponsoring this event. Their downtown businesses will be open, and there will be hidden Chatham rabbits, which has a story of its own, that are embellished by local artists, and you can go and find those rabbits and take a picture of yourself and then be eligible for a voucher or being entered into a drawing. We will start our time capsule effort, and then we'll have a Chatham 250 Foundations project where people can either bring a rock that they've decorated from home, or they can get a rock while they're there, and they will place it in a public art, what will become a public art display later in the year.
Carl, when I heard that you guys are doing a time capsule for this, I love those things. I always think that's a great idea. Any idea yet what the county is going to be putting into the time capsule Saturday?
Well, I think from what I can understand, there will be individual items that the public will be able to at some point put in the time capsule. As far as the specific items, I'll be honest with you, I have no idea. Probably typically what most people would put into a time capsule. But I think it's absolutely great that people have the opportunity to do that. And it's kind of interesting to think in terms of what people 50 years from now will look at and see and conceive as to what's going on in Chatham County right now.
Absolutely. Carl Thompson speaking there. We've also got Renee Pascal on the line. They are co-chairs of Chatham 250, which is the planning group behind this big Founding Day celebration happening in downtown Pittsburgh tomorrow for Chatham County's 250th birthday. It is pretty amazing. Renee, anything else that people can expect either tomorrow or going forward that Chatham 250 is doing to kind of celebrate throughout the year?
Yeah, so we have a 6-month celebration planned with the kickoff tomorrow. We'll be launching our passport activities tomorrow at the Founding Day. In addition to the passport, which provides our residents a variety of activities that they can participate either in person, virtually, or personally, like visiting Jordan Lake. They're just a variety of activities that they can do, and they're developed around the five themes of our celebration. We also have scheduled the Great Chatham County Camp Out, which is scheduled for Saturday, June 26th. I do want to say a couple of things about tomorrow. One is that we will go on rain or shine. So because it's a drive-through event, folks should still be able to participate if it's raining. And we encourage folks to come out even if we have some showers tomorrow.
That is definitely a good plan. And Carl, to wrap us up here, anything else that folks need to keep in mind when they're driving up on Saturday?
Well, there are a couple of things. Number one, there will be questions that people will have, I'm sure, about future events and some of the things that will be happening around the celebration from now through October. And so I would encourage folks to go to chatham250.com. That's our website, chatham250.com. And so they can actually learn everything that's happening there throughout the year. Secondly, one thing I want to say is I'm very proud of the fact that one of the major considerations during the planning process was thinking in terms of inclusiveness. And so we early on decided that we wanted to include all the cultures in Chatham County. We recognized that in the past, that may not have been so to the extent that at least some folks would have liked, but this time I think you'll see in our themes and on Saturday at some of the stations that we have there, we have really made an effort to be inclusive of the African-American community and everything that we've done from the planning process until now, the Latino community and just everyone. Diversity in Chatham County and unity in diversity was a theme that rang throughout all of our heads. And so I think hopefully the whole Chatham County community will see that, because again, the whole idea and the strand that ran through all of our ideology and planning was there is strength in diversity. And so we wanted to make that clear and include all of that. And in some cases, some of the things that will happen, some of the activities, you know, may not be as pleasant in terms of their portrayal of the history of the actual event. But we felt that we wanted to be as transparent as possible in everything that we did, and that no counties or entities history is all good. There are some bad in all, but we decided to include everything and to be not only inclusive, but to be transparent in everything that we have planned to do.
It is certainly a key element. And anytime you're taking a look back in history, especially when you're looking back 250 years, which is what is going to be happening at the big birthday party in downtown Pittsboro tomorrow for Chatham County. Once again, the website that Carl mentioned there, chatham250.com. You can find out the history around Founding Day, more information on that passport that Renee just mentioned, and all the other celebrations that are going to be happening in Chatham County over the next few months. And Renee Pascal, Carl Thompson, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today, and hope everything goes smoothly tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.